This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right. Mike Cernovich tweeted this yesterday. It's gone viral. It's just a clip from myself 10 years ago laying out what the real transgender is. We'll go to break, come back with your phone calls on the other side. The Supreme Court strikes down federal law that marriage is between a man and a woman. Again, it's about going after marriage. People go, hey, let people live together. You know, live in peace. That's how it is on the surface. But this agenda in the textbooks, in the plans, you see how anti-family Hollywood is. You see the agenda. You see how anti-man it is. This is a social engineering program to break down society on record. On record. To tell 5-year-olds that Heather has 2 mommies, or you know that Bobby has 2 daddies. I mean, this is pedophile behavior, forcing down the throat of children, specifically sexualizing them when they're supposed to be innocent. You know, Jocelyn Elder saying, "Let's teach 5-year-olds how to masturbate. Reach down and help them." It's just the government in our life, as MSNBC says, your kids belong to the state. And they've said back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, I cover it in the extras of Endgame 2.0 that's online. We show the university studies where they said, we're going to promote promiscuity so that people have abortions, don't have meaningful relationships. We're going to promote homosexuality. Homosexuality has always gone on, and I'm not here demonizing people. The point is that they're force-feeding it, ladies and gentlemen, as just a way to be trendy. That's why there's so, I mean, you see the trends now where, you know, a lot of women say they're lesbians, but then they end up getting married because they just go become a lesbian for a while because that's a trendy thing to do. Or, you know, same thing with men. And now they're just saying we're pansexual, we're omnisexual. Humans have always to some degree been like that. Mammals are. The point is that they are artificially trying to amplify it unnaturally with chemicals in the food and water to reduce our population numbers and to break up the family. Clinton is hailing Supreme Court overturning law. He signed. There you go. I mean, it's just all part of the two-facedness. So nothing belongs to the family. That's why they say in federal documents, do not say husband and wife. It's hurtful. Remember those stories about a month ago we covered? It actually says France has made it the law. See, a father, see, being straight is a crime, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look at how they demonize gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. They're coming after us. Now, the average gay person is not into this, but they still will support any policy government puts out because, oh, that's their friend. That's the friend that wants them to have rights. Is that why the government in 1978 on record, this has been declassified partially, is part of a Navy program in a hepatitis operation in the village in New York, gave thousands of highly promiscuous gay men who were having hundreds of partners a month? Very destructive, folks. Very destructive lifestyle at that level. HIV, just like Bayer, help pass that around as well. Oh, they care about you real good. They like it you're not going to have kids. They like it you're going to die alone, statistically. They like the fact that gay men have the lowest life expectancy. They want to kill you. The last thing they want is for you to ever have the joy of children. But don't worry. Don't worry. They're going to go take heterosexuals' kids. They're hunting us. This is and give them to the gay couples. That's what goes on. And I'm supposed to go, here, take people's kids. I mean, it's liberal. Maybe we should sacrifice our kids to a big homosexual altar. Maybe have a pyramid, and you go up, and the gay priests are there, and they chop your kid up with a meat cleaver, you know, to prove you're not racist or homophobic. I mean, this every society has done this in Sodom and Gomorrah. Whether you believe the Bible or not, the men come to the door and say, give us those men, come out, we're going to have sex with you. Where did they get this idea of a gang of men coming and saying, we're going to rape you? Because in every society, once this starts,
we now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. They also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, the deep state in the last few years has been caught massively surveilling not just the American people, people all over the world. Other governments are doing as well. The EU has claimed control over our speech and threatened to arrest Elon Musk. And they've been caught surveilling us. That's the real story. And coordinating with all these corporate and private and governmental groups and intelligence agencies to criminally racketeer and election meddling and suppress and dominate and suppress consumers and try to make us take poison shots and lock us down and really put us through the paces of slavery. And so there's congressional hearings, and there's hearings in Europe, and the truth's coming out, and millions are marching and protesting. And so they come up with a bill that's set to pass with bipartisan support, S-686, that I just read large sections of last hour, and it's worse than I can even tell you. I mean, it's that bad. It's so horrible that it makes your head spin. That all internet, all computers, all machines, all wireless networks, private, corporate, governmental, satellites, everything. Down to all your computers and devices in your smart things that you didn't even want. You buy a dishwasher or a washing machine or a refrigerator, and it's all preparing to carbon tax you and social credit score you. And I saw an ad for Randall's last night. Tried to find it again. It popped up when I was watching a video. Randall's grocery store is saying, use our new app when you do smart choices that are good for the environment and good for you. We give you discounts. That's the social credit score. It's already rolling out. And this creates and codifies what's already been set up but officially puts it in law under the Patriot Act that these governmental boards with the State Department and Commerce Department advised by the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, just like you've already seen, but now codified law, will put you in jail for 20 years if you, quote, put out disinformation or use a VPN. Now, I heard from Krug, because John Bowne's been here for more than 10 years, but most employees that want to work from home, we don't let them, but John Bowne's more productive at home. So he works from home because he also takes care of a sick loved one. I'll get into the details of it, but he's a great guy. But John Bowne's awesome. He works from home, and I don't ever get to really see Bowne, but I heard he called a bunch of people, freaked out last night because he read through the bill and said, Alex has got to get on this. It's worse than he knows. Well, I'd only scanned the bill. Now I've read the bill, and he's right. So you never hear John Bowne on air. John Bowne may service every 3 years. He called in, okay? So he's freaking out. I want to go to John Bowne first, who did a big report on this. The TikTok banned smokescreen. It's just his part one. He's going to do more. that just went up last night. Balin, you're very upset about this, and you should be, because you're a media analyst. You've been a journalist, worked for mainstream media, you know, since you were in college. Of course, your dad's a famous Peabody Award winner and a lot more. But so you are a journalist, and you've looked at this, and you are freaked out, and I think you should be. And I'm glad you called in. I try to get you as a guest, and you don't want to come on. So to get John Bound upset, folks, something's going on. John, what is your analysis of this bill?
Well, I've been stewing on it, and thanks, Alex. I've been stewing on it for a few days now, and I've been on it, and I've been, you know, raging about it to my family here at home, and it's amazing to be in front of something like this when the rest of the country isn't there yet. And to read the bill and then be a few days ahead of when Tucker presents it, and he presents the summary of the bill, which is kind of business as usual. Okay, there's going to be foreign adversaries, and we're going to pick a, you know, they try to, then you pick through the actual bill, and it basically describes InfoWars. It describes Steven Crowder. It describes Fox News. And basically they're saying, we're coming for you. And so when I saw that, then I realized this is it. There is no bigger story. And today it's on the top of Drudge, and now people are starting to wrap their minds around it. And so I've had a few days in front of this. And so my latest thoughts about it is that who really wrote this bill? How deep into China is Warner playing the Hegelian dialectic off the rest of us to claim that he's doing the best he can to counter the Chinese threat? How deep into China is Warner and Thune and Lindsey Graham and the rest of them that are sponsoring this treasonous bill that violates our First and Fourth Amendment just without question? It completely violates the Constitution. And it also sets up people like you and me and the rest of us, independent journalists and people, free thinkers. It sets us up for a Ruby Ridge Waco situation. Because if they get this thing passed, they're going to have all the enforcement behind it. It's not just going to be they're coming in and taking over our computers and stuff and looking at what we're reading and writing about. They're going to enforce it.
With the entire military, CIA, foreign espionage grid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to get super ugly. So this has to stop now. Everybody out there that's listening right now, every one of you morons in Washington, D.C., every one of you up there in your country club, you need to listen right now. You need to listen good. You are committing treason if you support this bill, and you know it, and you need to stop this today.
It's totally insane. I mean, because I've gone over, but you've dug into it more. I mean, it says Patriot Act. It says anything they say is disinfo, 20 years in jail, VPNs, 20 years in jail, total surveillance of everything. I mean, this is like such a crime. Everyone who authored this, like you said, should go to jail. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah. And there's also the Data Act, too, that I believe McCall authored, our guy here in Austin. And that involves, as far as I can tell, that'll be in the next report, but it pretty much involves the FEC and the election.
Of countering all the devices they mandate that are in all the computers that spy on us, the microphones and cameras, they're going to take more of our rights. So they attack us with this stuff, this software, and then they go, don't worry, we'll protect you from it by the very same people that run it, expanding it.
Yeah, well, they're going to overreach as far as they can. And you broke it down perfectly, because it is all basically a prelude. Everything Biden's done so far, the tyranny he's kind of chipped away at little by little. And of course, Biden isn't doing this. We all know he's compromised, and, you know, he's getting paid by the Chinese, and he's going to do whatever he's told to do. But I just want to know, who's telling them to do these things, and who's writing these bills? Because it ain't Warner.
And that's really chess you're playing when you talk about the globalists that set up China. They're behind this. This is what the Chinese have done to their people, but it's even more controlling than that. And these Republicans all went along with the sell-out of America to China. Obama came out in a speech and blamed Trump for the rise of China when Trump started blocking the rise of China, so that virus got released.
Yeah. I mean, they turn everything on its head, so it's always, you know, they're doing what they're saying we're doing. But at this point, and then you got to think about, so what happens if they go through with this and they do shut down Fox News and they do shut down InfoWars and everybody else, and they're carting all of us off to jail because we're the next phase of January 6th gulag prisoners, right? Is the country that asleep? Are we that afraid of our government? Are we that weak?
By the way, John, stay there and then I'll get to other callers. But you talk about this, how it's a war against InfoWars, a war against Steven Crowder, a war against Tucker Carlson. It explains that there, that not just your computer interfacing what they claim is a foreign government or group, if you put out info they say is disinfo, 20 years in prison. So it's forget them just censoring you. It's jail time because they say so. It's thought crime.
Yep.
I mean, this makes George Orwell blush, folks.
Past, present, or future?
It says past, let's talk exactly. It says past, present, and future.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system.
I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, this mother of all tyrannies, S-686, that has bipartisan support, very close to passing, to counter TikTok. Oh, they're like, we want you to ban TikTok. I'm like, well, I don't know if that's fair, because you should control yourself and know it's weaponized, and people should just expose it and not go along with it, and parents should say don't be on that. But now, oh, no, it's a total takeover of all telecommunications, all internet, all, and past, present, and future, if we just say you put out this info or you aided and abetted somebody, we're going to put you in jail for 20 years, $1 million fine. I mean, John Bound, this is really, I think, a sign of their desperateness, trying to codify all the criminal activity they've already been involved in the last 6-7 years into law. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the desperation is there, because when you do take it all in, when the shock and awe leaves you and you do a couple of nights sleep on it and really think about it, there's no way that they thought all this up. I mean, they had to have, there has to be a Bilderberg influence, a Rockefeller influence, a UN influence. There's a world government influence in this bill, because it is so over the top. There's no regard whatsoever for our Constitution or our Bill of Rights, or, you know, just humanity in general. And then I don't want to take up too much time, because I do want to hear what IT people have to say about some of the language in here. But there's that stipulation that it says 1 million users. So the requirement is that you have 1 million users. I'd like someone to break down exactly what that means. And then the fact that if you're using Chinese, you bought software from China or whatever. Well, you know, I can go down to Walmart and fill my entire house full of Chinese technology. Pretty much every
about
American
75% of tech, whether it's your car or refrigerator, has Chinese software and Chinese chips.
Yeah, I mean, what do they want us to do? Buy American? Because that's going to make it happen. So, it's completely mind blowing. It's completely desperate. And I just want to reiterate the point you made, is that the authors and the sponsors, they really should be watching their jobs. And, this next report I put out, I'm going to put every one of your all's phone numbers up, and I'm going to show people at the end of the report how to contact your representative, because this is the time to do it. Self-governance doesn't happen by accident. And, it's now or never, people. This really is it.
Thank you, John Bound, for the great job you do. Love seeing your reports every few days. All right. Let's go ahead and take a call now from a cybersecurity expert. Let's go ahead and talk to Bart in Massachusetts. Bart, thanks for calling.
Hey, can you hear me, Alex?
I can. Go ahead.
Hey, God bless, brother. Thank you for continuing to stand up for us, especially in the light of what you've been talking about today, S-2666 or whatever it's called. I just want to say, in IT, seeing a lot of AI integration every day, and absolutely concerning. The transhumanist trans cult is actually, you know, quite a few of them are operating it very innocently, but just kind of ironic.
It's funny you say that, because I was talking to folks high up in Spotify before it was in the news and later saw in the news. Something like 80% of the U.S. arm, it's based out of Sweden, Spotify, 80% of the people that work in New York are trans. And basically, they won't let you work there now if you're not trans at Spotify. So you're saying you've seen this trend of them putting trans people in control of this?
Yes, but not, seemingly not on purpose. So just kind of the way things work. And I just wanted to point out, you've always talked about the system, the beast system. And I think we need to look at that in the all the news you're talking about today in that lens. And then concerningly the StatenCon, I just wanted to bring to your attention happening in Boston the end of April. So big satanic conference control. They're controlling people. Must be vaccinated, must wear masks. So it's all about control and being bigger than God. Thank
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate your call. Let's talk to another caller. Cybersecurity expert Ryan in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Awesome. Hey, thanks, Alex. So I love how they wrap these laws in that PR. So it's like the TikTok ban, right? But then you dig into it, and it's more nefarious than that. So some of my thoughts. It sounds like they're trying to get rid of any competition in terms of social media, and then in alternative media in general. So I run a couple startups, one in the social media space. And then another thing that you were saying is, you know, most of this software is coming from open source, sources, right? So if there's a Chinese, contributor to that, what does that mean? Are they going to go? I mean, does that influence, that could kill the open source market? And most of the commercial software runs on open source platforms. So, those are my initial thoughts. I mean, the bad news is they're going for broke. You know, they want to ban their competition. They want to get rid of the First Amendment. The good news is, they're just turning back to God, and turning back to religion. I mean, I just went to church and the church is full. And you know, when Biden got elected, I got on my hands and knees and said, if we have to go through this, you know, we have to go through this, you know, and, those are my thoughts. I'd love to hear if you have any comments, Alex.
No, I totally agree, and thank you, Ryan. This is a spiritual takeover. This is the mark of the beast. This is total AI plugged into everything you do, watching you 24/7. In the name of countering a Chinese app, they let come in here and surveil us and control us. They go, well, we're going to stop the Chinese Huawei 5G because it takes over, but ours is good. It's two competing predatory systems that are very incestuously interlocked. And then they write this legislation to retroactively legalize, that's what it says, past, present, future, all the crimes they've already committed. That's what this is them trying to clean up what big tech with government has done really in the last decade. Yeah, it got really bad under Obama, continued under Trump because Obama put his people in there and Trump wasn't sophisticated enough to know it. And you'll remember those headlines. General Kelly's main job is keeping Trump away from Alex Jones 5 years ago. Headlines, Washington Post. His main job is keeping Trump off InfoWars and not talking to Alex Jones. Because I'd get on the phone and Trump would call and I'd say, sir, Obama put a stay behind network in the government. Here's the name of the bill, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, 2017, signed in December. And here's what it does, countering foreign disinformation propaganda act, billions of dollars, here's the funding, they're the ones working against you, they're spying on you, sir, they're censoring us, this is the group, this is the thing. Very interesting, Alex, I'm going to check into that. And then all hell broke loose, lawsuits, everything else, and they said our main mission is keeping him away from Jones. We'll be right back.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. We have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, we're talking about Senate legislation that's set to pass very soon. S-686. That is the total Mark of the Beast takeover of everything in prison time for using a VPN or what anything the criminal government calls disinformation. Unbelievable. Let's go to Parnov in Illinois, then Tony in Colorado. You're on the air. Welcome, software developer. What's your view on this?
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to say I got the nitric boost. Enjoying it. Just ordered the Alex Jones for President shirt. I don't think that's a joke at all. But I just want to say that.
Well, I don't think you're running for president. It's a joke. I'm just saying it's a fun shirt to stir up comment. And
yeah, but you're one of the best people we got for the job, Alex. But I just wanted to say my grandfather recently passed away at the age of 71 in India. Before that, he was a great practicer of health and yoga. He was an electrical engineer, super smart, spoke great English, knew German, but he was triple jabbed, and I'm positive that's what happened. He had a common flu, and his symptoms just progressed to the point where his immune system couldn't handle it anymore. And we all
know. I'm sorry they killed your grandfather.
I just wanted to talk about the bill. With FedNow releasing in July, we're going to see a financial lockdown. S-686 represents a digital and real estate physical lockdown. This bill covers anything that has an internet connection and they view as a threat. And they can report these threats to the president. And if the president deems that this nincompoop that we have in office, if he deems that it's a threat, then you're sent to jail for 20 years.
You just did the perfect summary of it. That's exactly what it says. The government deems it, no judge, no jury, you go to jail.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's all love. We're going to win this.
For folks that don't know, sir, tell them what FedNow is. That's the beginning of a central bank digital currency.
The FedNow represents getting all the major banks to all transition onto this digital platform where every single transaction is going through one system. At that point, they can digitize everything, and money is just a number on the computer they can input. There's no backing to anything at that point.
Appreciate your call. God bless you. Sorry about your grandfather, but he lives on forever. Let's talk to another caller. Let's go to Tony, first time from Colorado, software developer. Give us your view on S-686.
Yeah, hey, this is Tony from Colorado. Yeah, I've been a software developer for about 25 years and first-time caller here. I just want to comment on Bill 686. So the most concerning thing about Bill 686, first of all, it pretty much covers the whole kitchen sink, right? So the Section 2, the entities that it covers, it even covers nonprofits, it covers trusts, corporations, fraternal or social organizations. I mean, they pretty much can, pick and choose who they want to basically persecute, right? Secondly, if you look at Section 5,
yeah, go ahead.
It covers hardware and actual software. I mean, it's, you know, we're talking wireless local networks, cable access points. I mean, on the software side, they're talking about e-commerce software, desktop applications. I mean, it's basically...
It talks about labor unions. It takes everything over.
Yeah, it takes everything over. But here's the thing, you know, the there's a paragraph in there where when a previous caller mentioned a million or so persons, right? You know, if it qualifies, you know, a million persons if the software facilitates. But because it actually covers hardware, and this is really specific here, it says expected to use, process, or retain. Now, here's the thing.
So if the hardware is able to take a million, they now have you under their
jurisdiction. That's right. Now, but and I'm going to blow your mind here, Axis, the process, right? It doesn't have to retain process. Now, here's a little known thing that people don't know. The internet runs on internet backbone providers, okay? And there are companies like Verizon, Level 3, you know, you have your local ISPs and everybody's connected.
So that's going to make them guilty for what somebody else is doing.
That's absolutely right. And then in addition, if you really start thinking about it, they have a clause for penalty, anybody that's aiding and abetting. I mean, we're all connected to this backbone. It's like they're just trying to censor everything. This bill is the...
No, that's what I said. It says everyone's guilty, period.
Period. But I mean, they even got this whole, they're even covering the internet backbone here. So this bill, if it passes,
this is the ring of Mordor. One ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them.
Oh my God. This is the end of all free speech, any news media, InfoWars, everything. Cause they basically are going to kick down your door and kill your dog. I mean, it's truly what it is, man. So that's my comment. Thanks, Alex.
Well, you said it perfectly, just like the last caller, and you've read the bill. You're a software guy. It's right there. I mean, is this not crazy?
No, it is crazy. There's nothing you can write and develop that this bill doesn't cover. And I tell you what, whoever, you know, you expect that some of these people, they don't really know what they're actually writing, right? You know, maybe people in government don't necessarily.
But in this, you can tell some real experts wrote this.
Absolutely. For the ability for it to cover everything. I mean, it even covers satellite communications, right? So think about it this way. Elon Musk is using Starlink in Ukraine. This is even covered in that. If they deem that what he's.
It's got all the private and government networks and corporate networks that run. I mean, I'm not an engineer, but is not everything listed here?
Everything. Everything. They're even covering future technologies like post-quantum cryptography and biotechnology and synthetic biology. This is an insidious.
Yeah, because they know biological computers are being developed secretly. They've even got that covered.
Yes. So, God help us. Honestly, the whole cover thing with TikTok is just genius. We have a whole bunch of people that are asleep. They think it's, you know, because of this TikTok thing. Maybe in some of these senators or whoever's voting for this, they don't even know what's in this bill. They're just going to vote for it. Man, this is probably the most dangerous bill I've ever seen. I mean, it basically ends everything for us. So.
And you agree with me, though, this is them trying to retroactively legalize all the crime they've already been committing.
That's right. That's right.
Incredible call, Tony. Thank you. See, folks, it's not just my Alex Jones interpretation. I mean, this is here. I mean, this is the King Kong of tyranny. I mean, this is. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here from another software engineer. We'll get a Trans Day of Judgment and the rest of it. Let's go to Cynthia in Florida. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Hi, Alex. How are you? I'm so proud to be on the. I'm just so excited about talking to you. Been listening to you for a while.
It's good to talk to you, but just get right up on your telephone.
Okay, so here's the deal. I am here in Florida, in Martin County. We have the Tea Party here, and everything you say, and we're putting everything out there. I will do a shout out to all the groups in Florida, and I will make sure that they see this bill, and we make calls to our elected officials.
Everybody's got to raise the alarm about this bill.
Yes. And the smart thing, let me tell you, years ago, we wrote letters and we have.
Ma'am, do me a favor. But listen, I want to be able to hear you. Take your phone off speaker.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, what I'm going to do is, years ago, we did the smart meter. So we all have that on our meters to make sure that they don't come in and change our meters.
Yes. The smart meter is their Imperial probe droid that accesses this. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. So we had done that years ago, and we're still on top of that. Nobody, I don't know any, I don't have anything smart in my house, so I'm pretty lucky. But anyway, to make a long story short, we're out there, we're still fine, but this is really hard because people are still hooked on to watching lamestream media.
Absolutely. And look, tech is great, but it's controlled by them, and so it has that incredible Trojan horse aspect. Thanks for the call.
Right.
All right, thank you for the call. And I love these great callers, but the phone was just, you know, I had to really focus here what you were saying. But what I did hear you say was dead on. God bless you. Raise the alarm. We love you. All right, we got a bunch of folks on hold about the whole Trans Day of Rage coming up April 1st. And what just happened in Tennessee. We'll get to all your calls next. On the other side, stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
More of your phone calls are coming up in a moment, but make no mistake, S-686 is the mark of the beast. It is the one ring to rule them all, and in the darkness find them.
The front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
One ring to rule them all, and in the darkness find them. The AI megagrid, worldwide, going in now.
I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. Much that once was is lost. For none now live who remember it. Began with the forging of the great rings. Three were given to the elves, immortal, wisest, and fairest of all beings. Seven to the dwarf lords, great miners and craftsmen of the mountain halls. And nine rings were gifted to the race of men who, above all else, desire power. For within these rings was bound the strength and will to govern each race. But they were all of them deceived, for another ring was made. Land of Mordor, in the fires of Mount Doom, the Dark Lord Sauron forged in secret a master ring to control all others. And into this ring, he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One ring to rule them all. One by one, three lands of Middle-earth fell to the power of the ring. But there were some who resisted. A last alliance of men and elves marched against the armies of Mordor. And on the slopes of Mount Doom, they fought for the freedom of Middle-earth. The power of the ring could not be undone. Isildur, son of the king, took up his father's sword. Easily corrupted, and the ring of power has a will of its own.
And the ring of power has a will of its own. The plan for world government is ancient. Satan's plan is now upon us. The ring has now been rediscovered and manifest as the big tech takeover. Perfect allegory from J.R.R. Tolkien of what we're facing in S-686. They'll protect you from the Chinese AI with their total AI takeover and prison sentences for Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, and Steven Crowder. They mean business. They give you all these Trojan horse systems that seem so fun and so great, but all of them back doors to run your life. All right, I'm going to go to calls now. We mainly went to the calls on S-686. Scott Ritter scheduled to be in studio. But in this segment, the next, I'm going to take your calls and then continue on. Let's go ahead and take calls on the trans cult. The next caller is Larry from New York. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hi, this is Larry Chan. I'm the author of Reneg Mars Light. Alex, I think the trans movement is the least of our problems. In my movie, I created a deer monster called the Reneg, which is an anthropomorphic deer that has incredible sex appeal, overt female sexuality. Its breasts become bigger whenever Mars is in the sky.
Now, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, but I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay. Basically what I'm just saying is that I think that women have sex appeal, then they should have the right to show it off. And I don't think the LGBT community is a real threat. I think the biggest distraction, I think the thing is that it's a distraction from our real problems, which is, in my opinion, is this massive Jewish control of the media. I mean, it's no big secret that anyone who makes even the slightest remark about the Holocaust gets terminated. And this really ruins people's lives. So I'm actually
spending. All right, I appreciate your call. You know, here's the deal. I had Kanye West in here for 3 hours doing the whole Jew thing. Didn't censor him. And all I said was, call in about the trans movement or about S-686. And you didn't do that. Okay? You want to have a Jew bashing show? I mean, we can do it. But I can always tell one of these guys, he's talking so fast, I can't believe about the truth. He's about to get it out. It'll beat him as soon as he says, the Jews! And it's just like, it's like he's snorting methamphetamine and so exciting. I don't like what some of the things Israel's doing. We're not even talking about that. But the whole trans cult targeting our kids isn't a problem? In San Francisco, 65% of the kids now identify as trans or something else? Something like 20% nationwide? Is fentanyl not an issue? Is the border being opened not an issue? Is World War III not an issue? That's what it is about the Jew bashers, is it's all they talk about. And it's like I'm up here talking about this bill that totally takes over. He ain't calling about that. He ain't calling about... No, he just says the trans issues. Women need to be sexual and... What the... I don't even know how to deal with it, man. Drives me crazy. You drive me crazy. Mike in Tennessee on the trans agenda. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Nick Anonymous. NickAnonymous.substack.com. Neo Anonymous, we never forget. I want to talk about this. All ties in. This is all together. Ties in together. The grand picture. And there's only one way out of this, and it's to do what Israel is doing and to do what France is doing right now and rise up. The only way out of this is if we all rise together.
I agree. Netanyahu just backed off that big giant judicial tyranny power grab because millions hit the streets. And we should be in solidarity, people in Israel and France, everywhere else. I agree with you, in the Netherlands.
Okay, we are going to lose World War III if this bill comes in, because we are no longer represent what we stand for. We stand for freedom. We stand for the free speech, the ability to think what you want, the ability to speak your mind. And we will never stand. And this is the globalist push towards China so we can be defeated by China. And everything is camouflaged as TikTok, you know, against China.
But meanwhile, they're making us become China in the name of countering China. Exactly. They use a foreign threat as the pretext for control. They used the Cold War to take our rights. Well, they were funding Russia the whole time. They were funding radical Islam. They used 9/11 to take our rights. And now they declare we're all domestic terrorists because China has an app. Now we've all got to be surveilled and put in jail because of China, who they put in power.
Exactly. And what's going on is with these mass shooters. Bill Cooper talked about this, the MK Ultra program, and Pete Santilli is spot on. Okay, this is a push to take away the Second Amendment.
Oh, 100%. And I mean, you look at this woman, completely whacked out of her brain on a bunch of psychotropic drugs, under a psychiatrist's care, every time the same MO. Great points. All right, we'll continue. We got badass Uncle Sam calling in. We'll go to him next, and we're going to air a little promo and get Scott Ritter in studio.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.